It's game day LFU, which means another Lad pre-match podcast served just for you on your match day. Welcome back to Lad's pre-match pod, the correct way to start your match day, even if you're on a train, driving, on the coach, even if you are sat at home. We have all the pre-match conversation that the LFU needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes. And I tell you what, they were dreaded last time. Let's hope for some change today. But it's an even bigger game now. If the result was different on Saturday, would we be talking about it in the same way? I don't think so, but we need to win this game. West Ham at home. Oh, God. Leeds United. Well, let's talk about last week. So, Saturday, Burnley away. It was just absolutely horrendous. And I'm going to be honest with you here. In this post-match clip, there's a lot of negativity. So just beware, but let's find out what I thought straight after Burnley away. Full-time, Leeds United 0, Burnley 2. Sorry if this is negative, because it's literally as soon as the full-time whistle has just gone. Awful. 2-0 loss away at Burnley, I think, is horrendous. I think there's a big mentality problem at the club. I think Daniel Farke coming out and saying that this isn't a must-win game, I think, is pretty mental, because that sets a pretty poor precedent to the players as to, oh, do you know what, guys? We don't have to win every game. I think that's a load of rubbish. I think the fight's seemingly sort of gone. I think there's certain players in the team who just shouldn't be playing. I mean, look at that front three today. Don't get me wrong, we had injuries, but we started a front three of Harrison, DCL and Aronson. That is horrendous. Aronson simply should not be playing for Leeds United. It's just a horrendous loss in my opinion. I think this can come back to really bite us in the arse. These are the games that we need to be getting results from. If it's a draw, I'd be okay. If it's a win, even better. But to go to Burnley, lose 2-0 like that, I think is absolutely shocking. And it really just staples us down to what we are as a club right now, which is we're not doing well this season. We aren't going to. Realistically, we're probably going to be getting relegated or in a relegation battle at least, but I don't know. Still early doors, relatively. We're not in the relegation zone, which I guess is a pro. So there we go. On to next week. Come on, Leeds.
So yeah, as you can gather, not positive at all. We're a little bit more positive now. I've had a lot of time to sit down and think about it, but still, it doesn't disregard the fact that Burnley away was a horrendous game. So positives to take from that, if there is any. I think it's a bit of a wake-up call. I think a game like that where you lose 2-0 in the manner that we did is a bit of a wake-up call for the players to go, right, we seriously need to pull our finger out. And that includes, you know, I think the people that you look at, DCL, Stack, you know, the midfield in general, really, and then Strike as well. I think they're the players that kind of need to give the head a wobble and go, right, we really need to sort ourselves out. Because that first goal for Burnley, I wasn't able to watch it, sadly, but that first goal for Burnley was horrendous. Just the ball getting kicked out of play by Darlow, and it's a cross in the box with three men. Like, Ugochukwu, whatever his name is just free in the box, and it's a header, and there's like five players around him. That's what I didn't get. There's like five Leeds players around him. Nobody picks him up. And that second goal, I mean, the finish itself, you can't really do much about it, but he shouldn't have been allowed to shoot. That's the thing. He's about 30 yards out. He should not be hitting the ball from that range, especially with the time that he had. He had the time to do that finish. That's what made the finish so good. He had all that time to do it. And Strike didn't step out. Then Stack just left his man. Where was Ampadu doing all of it as well? It was just a mess completely. And then going forwards, I mean, that's the most crosses in a Premier League game this season that we had. 47, I believe it is, which is an insane amount. And it's the fact that we continue to keep crossing the ball in the box and missing chances. The front three, Aronson and Harrison, the fact that that is a Premier League winger pairing is insane. And then when you pair that up with DCL, who can't score,
it makes it 10 times worse. But it's just a bit of a wake-up call. It's such an awful game. But negatives. The team just isn't what we thought it was. I think we saw a bit of a dream at the start of the season. We saw these players and went, oh, hang on a second. We look pretty good. Let's be real here. We're not that good. It's going to be a relegation battle. We can get the thought of mid-table out of our heads. We just need to pick up points where we can this season. Offensive depth, horrendous. Again, like I said, look at the front three. Aronson, Harrison, DCL. It's just crap. Question marks over Farke. I think today's game against West Ham's going to be very big for Farke. I think Farke needs to get 3 points as much as Leeds United need it. Because if we don't get 3 points today against West Ham, there's going to be serious question marks raised over Farke. And I'm doing it now because I just think to go in a press conference and say this isn't a must-win game because we didn't beat them in the championship last season and we won the league is such a horrendous thing to do. And that leads me on to the next problem, a mentality problem. Why would you say that in an interview? What does that put on the players? The players can just turn and go, oh, we don't need to beat these lot because in the championship last year, we didn't beat them and we got promoted. We won the league. No, you need to be going into every game thinking you can get 3 points. Whether it's Burnley or Man City, that needs to be your thinking. We need to get 3 points from this game. Nothing else. It's a crap mentality. It's a loser's mentality. Oh, we don't need to win this game. It's rubbish. Certain players heavily underperforming. I mean, we'll get onto this in the Merv Awards, but there are certain players that just really need to sort themselves out. Honestly, it's so frustrating. Last week's game was so frustrating. But anyway, let's rinse it out a bit more and get stuck into the Merv Awards. Right, Merv Awards, like we do every single week, each Leeds United player that played in the most recent game gets rated out of 10 on their performance. Now, sadly, I wasn't able to watch the game, but Dad was. So, I asked Dad from the void, I said, hey Dad, could you do the player ratings for me, seeing as I didn't get to watch the game? And he politely said back, yes, of course I can, son. Well, here they are. So, Darlow, 5. I mean, he didn't really have... He faced 4 shots. One was a worldie and one was a header. That should have been stopped in the first place. He did kick the ball out of play, but I don't think he can pin it all down on that. Goodmanson, 7. Goodmanson is he's probably the best player in this Leeds United team, and it's our blooming left back, which is insane. Goodmanson is having good performances week in, week out. What a player. Rodon, 5. Strike, 4. I mean, Strike is just looking really poor at the minute. I think he could do with getting dropped today against West Ham. Rodon, again, just the defensive errors for that first goal, just crap. Bogle, 6. Ampadu, 5. Longstaff, 5. Anton Stack, 2. I think he deserves a 2 for simply not pressing the Burnley player before he took the shot. Brendan Aaronson, 1. He is just absolutely horrendous. He should be nowhere near this Leeds United team. When a winger's redeeming quality is, oh yeah, he runs. Oh, can he pass? Can he shoot? Can he dribble? No, he can't do any of that. The only thing our winger in the Premier League can do is run. So bad. DCL, 4. Just, I mean, the chances speak for themselves. If you look at his XG for this season as well, I think it's something like 7 or 9 expected goals from the one goal he's had, which is pretty insane. And Harrison, 4. I mean, it's Jack Harrison, man. What more can you say? James, 5. Demetra, 4. Tanaka, 5. Pirro, 4. I wish I could have say a bit more on the players themselves, but I just didn't see the game, so I simply can't do that. So going off those ratings, Goodmanson was player of the match, and everybody else is dead low, so it's pretty reasonable, I say, because a loss like that against Burnley is just crap. Anyway, nothing too much happening this week in Leeds United. I mean, apart from Hannibal Mebry or whatever you want to call him, he's an idiot and I hate him, spitting at the Leeds fans. I hope he gets done for that. Nothing would bring me more joy than seeing that man get done for that. But Harry Gray signed a new contract. About time. Daniel Farke said it was relatively easy and straightforward. So that's nice. Let's get him playing some games. Start him over Brendan Aaronson and Jack Harrison, for goodness sake. Right, enough of the complaining. I mean, it might be a bit more complaining. We never know. But let's
get stuck into what you came for, which is, of course, the West Ham at home pre-match. So, what do we know from the fart presser? What did we learn? Injuries-wise, Ampadu and Strike missed training, but apparently that was due to an illness. And Okafor and Nonto are going to be late decisions, but then he went on to say it's more realistic for Okafor to come back over Nonto. Okafor coming back, that's what we need. We need someone in that front three who is a dangerous attacking threat, and that is Noah Okafor. Okafor is that player, and we need Nonto back. We need Nonto back, simply for the fact I don't think I can watch another game of Brendan Aaronson on the wing. So we might see Nonto on the bench, and usually when Okafor's near to coming back, Daniel Farke throws him into the team. So I think we'll see that happen. So fingers crossed Okafor starts. Let's hope Nonto's in the team. I hope Ampadu's back and fine for today's game against West Ham. Strike, meh. Strike can do whatever he wants. He also went on to say it's tricky to change the centre-back. I think this was a question regarding Yaka Biol. If you were listening to the past two pre-match pod episodes, you'll know I don't want Strike starting. I don't think he should start today. I think Yaka Biol should be brought in to start. And Daniel Farke saying that just shows that he's dancing around the question like a politician. He's going to start Pascal Strike. He will start him, and I think that's going to be a very poor decision considering how bad Strike has been playing recently. So I hope Biol starts, but he probably won't. Stack has been playing with a broken finger and apparently has a rib problem as well. So Stack hasn't been the greatest recently. He had a very good start to the season, but obviously we've seen him with that cast on for a while on his hand, and apparently he's got a rib problem as well. So Daniel Farke has been throwing him into the game and watching him play, and making him play, I mean. But maybe that's why we're not seeing this physicality that we're yearning from Anton Stack. Like, we're looking at a central midfielder who's 6'4", 6'5". He's quick, he can run about, he can throw himself about a bit, but he's been really fragile recently. He's not being physical, and especially, I'm going to bring it up again, the second goal against Burnley, he should have been pressing his man. Maybe that's why. He's just feeling fragile. However, if a player's feeling fragile, I tell you what, Daniel Farke, you should not be throwing him into the starting 11, because I think that's just asking for the worst to happen. And lastly, he also said he wouldn't rule out team changes. So there you go. We could be seeing a couple changes in the team, which I think is very needed right now, especially in the midfield. We could do the backline change and also some returning players into the attack would be nice. So on that note, let's get stuck into the starting 11s for West Ham at home today. So I'll tell you who I'd go for first, and then I'll tell you secondly what I think it will be. So who I'd go for. Firstly, I'd drop Darlow, bring in Perry, Goodmanson, Rodon, Biol, Bogle, Ampadu, Longstaff, Tanaka, Okafor, DCL, and James. So, of course, that means dropping Harrison, Aronson, Stack, and Darlow. I think Darlow's a bit of a surprise one to people. I think Perry should play because he was brought in as the number one. He's been playing European football for a top French side as well. Let's get him in goal because he clearly is a good keeper. And Darlow, don't get me wrong, Darlow's been decent, but Perry's the number one man. We spent the money on him. Let's use him. He's a good goalkeeper. And then, like I said, I bring in Biol for Strike. I just think that change needs to happen because Strike just doesn't look like he's going to get any better. He only looks like he's getting worse. I bring in Tanaka for Stack. Stack, like we said, he's got a broken finger and a rib problem. If like now that I've found that out, put him on the bench. Don't start him if he's feeling fragile. We need someone in there who's going to be full of energy moving the play about. Bring in Tanaka, and also Stack has been playing crap recently as well. So let's get Tanaka in, get him in there. Okafor and James also, we need to change the front three. Something needs to change about that. Bringing in Okafor, even if it's a close call, I'd start him because that man is so important to our attack. If you look at all the goals we've scored from open play, that man will have been involved in the goal at least. And Daniel James, we just need someone else on that right-hand side that's not named Brendan Aaronson. And I think Dan James would be perfect for it. So it doesn't matter what I think, though. Let's see what I think Daniel Farke will go for, which is realistically probably going to be the correct one. So I think he's going to do Darlow and Golve and a back four of Goodmanson, Rodon, Strike and Bogle, with a midfield three of Ampadu, Longstaff and Stack, and a front three of Okafor, DCL and Aronson. So that's who I think Farke will go for. I think he's just going to keep Aronson in there. No clue why. If Okafor's close to coming back, I think he'll play him. He'll keep Stack in there. He really loves Stack even when he's playing crap. Same with Strike. He just loves him to bits. And especially after what he said in the press conference as well. I don't think we'll see a change there. And then Carl Darlow, because again, he's been playing all right. You can't really just throw Perry back in there. But I think he was holding off with Perry for maybe two games because he hasn't played in ages. So I think he'll play Darlow. But there we go. They're the starting 11s. I think, well, if I was manager, that's what I'd go for, and what I think Daniel Farke will go for. So let's do score predictions now. It's a weird one, this game. It really is a weird one, because if you asked me before Burnley, I would have said, we're winning this game comfortably. But there's just a bit that's just kind of dipped in me because of Burnley, and it's really hard for me to think of a scoreline for this game. At home, so obviously that gives us a better chance in some way. But I just don't know. It's a really, really tough one for me. West Ham are crap, though. Like, let's not forget about this. West Ham are crap. We saw them against Brentford. Their 2-0 loss against Brentford at home. They do not look good at all. So I think the score prediction is going to be, I'm going to go 1-0 Leeds, because it feels wrong not predicting a Leeds win. I think we can do it. If we get the correct changes and get the team selection bob on, we can do this. We can get the win against West Ham, and it'd be such an important win. Oh, just Leeds, please do it. Please, please do it today. I can't handle any more losses. Let's just get a win. So 1-0 to Leeds United. There you go. We got no wiser view this week. Dad has been lost in the void once again. So no voice note from Dad. So there we go. That's it. Done and dusted, lads. Pre-match pod for West Ham at home. Make sure to go follow the socials, Lads to Leeds, on Insta and X. Safe journey to Ellen Road. I sadly won't be there today. Gutting. Absolutely gutted to not go there. I've got other duties that need to be attended to. But nevertheless, let's go and get 3 bloody points and get back on track to rising up that table. Let's batter the hammers and let's get those points. We need them. Come on, Leeds!